A new federal policy now requires all mammography centers to notify women if they have dense breasts because they may need additional screening to better detect breast cancer, especially in the early stages. Some states like Delaware, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania have been delivering dense breast notifications for years. WHYY's Nicole Leonard reports women want more counseling on what this information means and what to do next.
Valerie Marlette of Delaware started getting annual mammograms last year when she turned 40. Her first mammogram report told her she had dense breast tissue, but it didn't seem like cause for alarm.
It was my first mammogram and, you know, my OBGYN's not concerned, nobody's concerned.
The report explained that dense breast tissue makes it harder for a standard mammogram to detect cancer, especially in early stages. Dense tissue is also independently associated with a higher risk for cancer. To Marlette, it was a lot of info and no clear instructions on what to do next.
I really didn't know half of the words that were in the report, of course. And, you know, I just picked up on, okay, everything came back normal. I just went on with life.
But when Marlette went back for a mammogram this year, it came back suspicious. Her doctor recommended a breast ultrasound and then a biopsy. Marlette was diagnosed with breast cancer this summer. She now wonders if the cancer could have been found earlier had she asked for additional screening last year, like an ultrasound or MRI.
I think I wish that there was more people in healthcare that maybe pushed it and explained it to me a little bit more the first time around.
Jessica Scott of Philadelphia also started getting mammograms at the recommended age of 40. She, too, got notifications telling her that she had dense breasts. Scott says she really didn't know what it meant.
I still don't fully understand. I kind of try to piece it together, knowing the meaning of the word dense. And they said I may need further screening along the way. That didn't happen for the first 3 years.
Scott is now 49. This year, her doctor wrote two prescriptions, one for a mammogram and another for a breast ultrasound. But Scott says she still didn't know if both were necessary and got conflicting advice from her primary care providers and local radiologists.
So that in and of itself, as you know, a woman who knows nothing about this is confusing. I trust the experts. And if the experts aren't quite sure, that doesn't feel super great.
About 1 in 8 women will develop breast cancer in her lifetime, national data shows. Mammogram is still the gold standard of screening tests. But radiologist Dr. Claire Streibert of Fox Chase Cancer Center says dense tissue shows up white on imaging. So does cancer.
I've definitely seen those cases where those women then have gotten an additional breast ultrasound and we found a small cancer there that we would never have seen on her mammogram.
Research shows that ultrasounds and MRIs can better detect early breast cancer in these patients, which may mean less invasive treatment down the road. Streibert says not all women who have dense breasts will need additional ultrasounds or MRIs. They're mostly recommended for patients with extremely dense tissue and other risk factors, like a family history of breast cancer. Valerie Marlette wishes she had known some of these details when she got her first mammogram. She says simply providing the information in a letter is not enough. There needs to be more consistent education and counseling for patients to truly make informed decisions.
I just think if women sort of had that foundation before they even go into their first mammogram, they can better advocate for themselves because this is all the things that I didn't know.
OBGYN Dr. Peter Gearhart of Pennsylvania Hospital fields many calls from concerned patients who have gotten dense breast notification letters. He says providers are still playing catch up to the research and data about breast density and the benefits of additional screening.
Part of what patients are experiencing over the last 5 years or so is this evolution of knowledge within the field about dense breasts. Maybe 10 years ago, we didn't know as much about it. Now that we know more about it, we're able to provide better counseling.
Gearhart says health organizations are figuring out how to devote more resources to patient education and guidance about breast density to make it a less confusing and stressful experience. There's another barrier that can get in the way of receiving appropriate care. Cost. Additional tests can be expensive and are not always covered by insurance. Breast cancer survivor Lori Schofield founded an advocacy organization called Dense NJ over 10 years ago.
And then they're told your insurance isn't going to cover it, or, you know, well, you can go, but your deductible, it's going to be, you know, $2,000. Whatever your deductible is, you're going to have to pay that. And there are a number of women who cannot afford that.
Schofield says this creates an equity issue. She and other advocates are calling for federal insurance coverage requirements for these additional screenings so that all patients who get density notifications can act on them. She also says more education and support is needed for health providers like primary care doctors, OBGYNs, and nurses as they field patient questions about screening decisions.
If you're educated and you go into your doctor with specific questions, they should be able to lay out options for you in a very consistent manner. So I think that's where the gap is now.
The federal breast density notification requirements took effect last month. Now, all women getting mammograms will get the same letters and information about their density status, no matter where they live. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.